Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au. On Triple M's Rush Hour,
Rockcliffe
from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep. Well, he was BOG last night, Byrne. You and I absolutely were delighted the way he moved around, 30 disposals, set up his boys in a very good win. Congratulations, Rock, and congratulations to your footy team finishing minor premiers. Well done, well played.
Thanks, Jars. The head's about to explode the last couple of weeks. It's getting out of control, isn't it?
Well, hey, so qualifying final, Thursday, 1st of October. You're in the box seat now. You've finished top. You played Geelong. It's so important now, though, to win that first final. A home prelim in today's footy, especially with how weird this year's been, is just gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. I think we've set ourselves up really well, finished on top. We've taken every challenge that's come our way this year, and we've just jumped it, I suppose, jumped the hurdle and taken it on board. And really exciting time for the footy club. Finished on top and giving ourselves a really good opportunity to earn finals here in Adelaide. Hopefully we can get the job done against Geelong, which I think will be Thursday or Friday night, and away we go from there.
And finals are all about hitting form at the right time. You've been in good form as a team the whole year, but I just feel like you're just priming yourself at the right time this year. Motlock last night kicked two important goals for you. He's back hitting the scoreboard. Brad Ebert come in and kicked a couple of goals. Robbie Gray is moving as well as I've seen him for a long time. You must be excited to see those sort of guys back in real good form.
Yeah, we a couple of weeks ago just had a little flat patch. We didn't train as hard and just took recovery to another level. But we really started to build, and we feel like we're hitting form at the right time of the year, and we set ourselves up to be playing the right footy at the right time of the year. So we feel like we're playing as good as we have for a while. We played really good against Essendon last week, and then we backed it up in a real finals match, finals-type match last night against Collingwood. So we feel like we're ready to launch in a really strong finals campaign, and one that we can't wait to get started.
Rocky, if you need a lockdown mid or a run with mid, do you have someone that's done that job throughout the year? Because, you know, coming up against the Geelong, if a Dangerfield gets right off the chain early, do you have someone that can go to him, or say like a Kelly from a West Coast or someone like that?
Yeah, I think if we went down that path, it'd be probably me, Byrne. Ooh, I'd probably look job. To negate and play a defensive role. Actually, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, nice. This is good. I've been waiting for this.
What, little fishbone or a big one? What,
get into him. What's happened?
Last week, you're saying that I messaged you how good I was playing. I don't even have your number, mate.
I don't have your number.
I had to get Triple M to get my number out of your phone so you stop messaging me. Late at night, I'm laying in bed, you keep texting. Leave me alone, mate.
I was just hoping you didn't listen last week, because I may have told a little furphy about you saying how well you played. But, hey, it's all about entertainment,
Rocky. This when you're on the cans, Burn?
I had a few cans, yes. Like I said, you shouldn't text or call when you've had a few beers.
Now, I don't do that to you, do I, Rock? I normally do it during the day when you got family time at night.
Absolutely. I was on the other Rush Hour, the second best one.
That's the boy.
The Melbourne boys. Yeah. The Melbourne boys played it. Yeah. And you said that I text you, mate. Come on, you got to be better than that.
Come on, Burn.
If you're gonna tell fibs, at least make it worthwhile.
Oh,
well, it must have been worthwhile. They played it on there.
Lovely. I love this.
Now, it's good for your brand, mate. For your brand. They're talking about you in Melbourne.
Everyone's talking.
You
about
You were talking about our big head. I couldn't fit through a doorway and all the rest of it.
Did you? At least I was talking about your head, not your ass.
Bang, bang.
Jars, ask a question. Come on.
Now, Rock, you've never, ever played in an AFL final. You've played 200 games, and your last month has been outstanding. Three votes. Have you read the finals manual? Have you sat down and read it? Because it will teach you how to play in finals football, because I've been there a few times.
What level?
Oh, blowing his own trumpet again. Sydney. Good to see nothing.
Three times. Five times.
Shut up. He's answering your question, Jazz. Stop talking about yourself.
Now, you must be bloody excited because you're going to play Geelong at home on Thursday night, qualifying final. You must be, and everyone's going to badge you for tickets. Emmy, you got up your sleeve because Ben and I might need a couple.
I don't know how many we'll get. I don't reckon we'll get too many, so I might be able to get you two into a box
yes.
if you play your cards right.
I thought you were going to bring the text message up. I won't say anything about it. I'll say all positive stuff if you get me a ticket into a box.
Which one? It's nearly hourly at the moment you drop a text. We're not a... Don't you understand that when someone doesn't reply to your text message, you don't keep sending text?
Yes.
I don't want to speak to you.
Oh, well, I thought after about five or six, then you call about five or six times, then you start texting again because maybe they've missed it.
You've got to stop stalking him, Byrne.
Hey, the writing's on the wall, mate. Stop it.
All right. I'll pull back a bit. I'll pull back to about 10, 15 a day. That's it. Tom Cleary going
to
play?
Answer your question, Jazz. I'm ready for finals. I think my game style suits it.
Absolutely.
It does.
Bit of contested footy and whatnot, so I'm really looking forward to it. Tom Cleary, I think he's a really good chance. Minor hamstring strain. I think it'll be about 17, 18 days, so... ideally, he'll come back in. But Trent McKenzie did an outstanding job last night, Tom Jonas. So we've got different options down there as well.
Ben?
Well, I was pointing at you, but I forgot my screen's not working. I just want to ask you about Scott Pendlebury. Now, last night, I think he broke the most captained games for Collingwood. He's going to be played the most games at Collingwood as well eventually. So what's he like to play against?
He broke that one last night too.
Well, yeah, well, both in the same game. There you go.
Too many cans again.
Well, actually, you know what? It's not enough. Normally, if I have a few, I get that right.
Well, I'm sure you know what it's like to play against him, Byrne. You would have... been towed up by him a few times over the years.
Actually, I used to tow him up.
This is great. Queen's
birthday. He would have done a number on you many a time.
Nah, that's why he's never won a Queen's birthday medal.
All right. Well, you two need to kiss and make up. Hey, congratulations, Rock. Port Adelaide v Geelong, Adelaide Oval, the qualifying final. It's going to be a ripping game of football. And well done, mate. But the job hasn't been finished yet. So all the best, and we'll speak again.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Well done, buddy. There he is,
Can
Byrne.
You write back to my text?
He's still going. That's Tom Rockcliffe here from Port Adelaide. This is your Rush Hour. Triple M.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au